This is Steve Hurley, and welcome to the Pivotal Outdoors Podcast, discussing hunting, fishing, and outdoor pursuits, swapping stories and feeling alive. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Pivotal Outdoors Podcast. Today, it's just me. I'm going to kind of give a mid-season Pennsylvania whitetail update on how my season has been going. And so it started out, it was a little uneventful at first, where I went out, did a couple sits. It was either too hot, nothing was moving, didn't see anything, or the one day where I was having activity, I actually got blown at 46 times. Yes, 46, not 4 to 6, but 46 times. And so needless to say, that day was blown, literally. So I was hoping, you know, coming into the rut, like, you know what, things are going to change, things are going to get better. And I'm trying to figure out when's the next time I can kind of get in the stand during like that first 2 weeks of November portion where anything can happen anytime. And it's just very exciting. Well, I didn't have to quite get to the stand. The other day, my father-in-law was actually looking out the window and he goes, Hey, Steve, is there something out there? Is that a deer? And I'm kind of standing next to him. I'm squinting. I'm like, okay, there's something 50 yards away. And I'm like, oh, there's a doe. There's a little tail twitch. Can't really see the head because it's in some vegetation. I'm like, all right, well, that's a deer. And I keep looking at him. Hopefully there's antlers. Don't really see it, but I see a second deer behind it. And still kind of peeking, but, you know, I figured I might as well not waste any time. So I went downstairs, grabbed my bow, release, rangefinder, put my stabilizer on, scrambled kind of back upstairs, and through the rangefinder, because it has a 4x magnification, I could see the trailing deer was a buck. So I'm very excited. I'm in the kitchen while this is happening. And my kids are going crazy and being loud and playing and stuff. And so I kind of slip out the back door, close the slider as quiet as I can. I'm sure the deer heard me, saw me. Well, I know that they saw me. And I saw this doe. The doe looked right at me. She was walking very stiff-legged. And she did a stomp or two, but didn't blow. Just was looking at me and I was staying still. And I could notice when she was standing there, her tail was like on point, not up like an alert deer, not down doing little twitches, but straight back like a bird dog, almost very rigid. And her mouth was open, like she was almost kind of panting a little bit. And this buck was about under 10 yards behind her, just following her along. And after I stood there for a while, not moving, she kind of started feeding and walking around this vegetation and stuff. And the buck kind of stepped right where she was. He's looking around. He keeps looking at me. And he looks up at the doe and he looks at me. He looks at the doe. And then as he's kind of following the doe, I kind of start creeping out into the yard. And this is just a completely open yard. I noticed the winds, no wind was blowing their way, but I know they know I'm there. They can see me. I'm in there with white socks, basketball shorts, and a t-shirt. Kind of was completely unplanned. Didn't even slip my shoes on. And I kind of creep out a little further, and I could see they're a little annoyed, but they're not running off. This buck is staring at me, but he just cannot leave this doe. And later found out that rigid tail does mean that they're in estrus or very near estrus. That's one of the cases why they would have that rigid tail. So this buck, they're kind of milling about, and I kind of range where hopefully this opening would be. And it's 37 yards. I'm like, okay, perfect. And as they're kind of moving through this vegetation, they're moving down this hill, the doe crosses. And the buck's still kind of behind the brush, and I draw back. He steps right into the opening, broadside. eyes just locked on this doe, just waiting. And loose the arrow, hit this buck at 37 yards, broadside, right in the lungs. He ran about 60 yards and right down the hill and piled up. He had three decently tall points on his right side. And his left side technically had 2 points. His main beam was actually busted off right in front of his G2. So if you think of a deer's antlers, there's the main beam, you got the brow tine, and then you have the points coming off. So the brow tine was there, and then the next growth, that G2, in front of that, the whole main beam was busted. And as that G2 went up, it was like bladed, kind of getting flat. And then right at the point at the top, that it actually split to 2 points. So it was kind of a very cool buck, very neat. I was excited. It's not your standard get up at 4 a.m. and get to the tree stand and rattle them in or even hiking up in the mountain. This is just a lucky for me, a backyard buck. And some very cool things about getting this deer. First off, I liked observing the behavior and the communication from the deer, physical and verbal. So this buck was grunting like the whole time. He was following this doe, just like burps, just like burp, 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 burp. And he's just walking around grunting. So it's cool to witness that exchange and that follow. And then the other part that I thought was really cool was that my father-in-law got to witness it. So the vast majority of the time when I go hunting, no one's around to witness the activity or harvesting the animal. It's usually a very solo thing for me most of the time. But in this case, he literally watched the whole time. I kind of walked out. I kind of crept out there, shot it, hit it. My arms go straight up. It was really cool that he got to experience being there for that. It's different, you know, when you tell people you shot a deer afterwards, that okay, oh, you shot a deer, and then what's the story? For him, when someone's there and experiencing with you, there's the anticipation, there's the uncertainty, you don't know what's going to happen. You get the whole setting, you can see how the deer's reacting, and what might you be able to get away with if they're too alert. So it's really cool. Only two other times I've had people witness me harvest an animal. And that would have been my first whitetail as a teenager up in northern Pennsylvania, deep in the snow with my uncle. And then also this year, my first mule deer with my buddy Laird. So this is I think that was one of the cooler parts about it, is someone else was there to celebrate at the moment of the shot, not just celebrate getting a deer, but at that moment. So I got my buck, I'm very happy about it. My goals for the rest of the season, at least just for whitetail, is hopefully get my dad on a deer, buck or doe. I just hopefully we can get out a couple more times, and or even late season, and try to get something. And me personally, I've been shooting my recurve more often. It's a little more tuned than last year. I got a better string on it, and weighted, and the arrows weighted how I needed and cut and broadheads figured out. So it's shooting consistent. It's more shooting more consistent than I'm shooting. So I just get a little more practice with that, and hopefully I can get a doe with my recurve. So thanks for listening in on my update, and I'll keep you guys posted on the end of the season. Thanks.
Hey, thanks for listening today. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to like and subscribe. And if you'd like to support this podcast to sustain future episodes, feel free to click on the listener support link in the show notes. There'll be more content coming, and if there are any questions or comments, you can reach me on Instagram at Outdoors with Steve or at Pivotal Outdoors.